Obviously very excited. It's not very often you get to go down and play subcontinent cricket. I've played a fair bit in England and down in Australia, but I guess everybody sees the wickets are totally different in the subcontinent, as will the style of play. So it'll be a great exposure to that.
How many times have you been on tour then in your cricket career? Is this still quite new to you?
It's not so much tours that I've been on. I've done like stints over in. I've done like an Australian summer twice, and I've been lucky enough to go to South Africa as well for a summer over there. So their styles of cricket very similar. Subcontinent, as I said, is totally different. So it'd be nice to play some spinners. Although being a seamer, I'm not sure I'm looking forward to it that much.
How did this all come about then? How do you actually get selected to go on this tour?
Well, I may have been a last-minute dropout, so I got a call a couple of months.
You're not complaining, though, surely?
No, absolutely not. I got a call a couple of months ago, because I think they sent an email out at the end of last year with all the tours that are happening on the MCC touring programme. And you choose the ones which you're available to go on, fill out forms and send the email away.
So this was part of your... This was a choice of yours?
Was probably the only one that I could go to. Got the call up in July, I suppose, and I've been looking forward to it ever since.
Why Nepal then? Why was this the one you wanted to go to?
Well, it's just something completely different. I've never played in Asia, and it's such a beautiful country, and especially with what has been going on with there, it's even more important now that I think we go to Nepal.
Same for you, Steve. I mean, what are you expecting from the country?
Well, my cousin and his wife have been over there two or three times, helping build schools, and I think they built a school over there as well in a little village in the mountains, which unfortunately was knocked down when the earthquake hit earlier this year. They've obviously said it's a beautiful place. The people there are amazing. This is all secondhand, obviously, and I'm sure they're right. It'd be an amazing opportunity to go over there and hopefully help either rebuild, or cricket has a habit of bringing people together. So hopefully that can either provide a little bit of respite from what kind of horrible experiences they've been through, or hopefully are not still going through, and hopefully we can be of some help.
It's an amazing experience for you as well, I suppose, as well as them receiving that sort of that cricket exposure in Nepal. But for yourselves to be on the cusp of your careers and sort of in this position where you can go out and see a completely different culture, see how cricket affects them in a different way to you, because it is different, isn't it, from what they experienced to what you experienced?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you say cusp of career, I'd probably say twilight of careers now, but I was speaking to a friend of mine, and he was saying, like, what kind of things would you get out of it as a person? And as a cricketer, you're generally trying to always learn new skills. And in the UK, with green tops, for instance, wickets, as a batter, you play the swinging ball. In Australia, you play the fast bouncer, and then in Asia subcontinent, you play the spin. And I haven't had exposure to that as yet, and that'll be the one. Well, personally, that's one of the things I'm hoping that I get to experience.
Just take us, if you can, try and say it off the top of your head, through this sort of itinerary, because we're speaking here on Thursday lunchtime. This is going out on BBC Radio London on Saturday. I think by that time you may even have already played a game. It's all very fast paced. I think there's six flights, isn't there, in the whole duration as well?
Possibly. And I have heard there are some issues with fuel crisis out there, so I'm not sure whether that will change. But I think we start off on the second day. We're playing a T20 against Nepal Bees, or Nepal Under 19s, I think. But again, it could all change. But yeah, we're playing every other day, pretty much, either one day or a two day or a T20.
Something you relish, something you thrive on.
Yes, again, different forms of the game. Throw different curveballs at you, so you can. It's always a learning curve.
And when you sort of sat back in a month's time, and in 5 years, 10 years, what do you want to look back on for the next sort of 10 days or so, and remember from this tour? Is there something you really want to sort of get out of it, or are you just going to take it by the moment?
I think the natural memories of a squad will generally create themselves, be that on the flight or wherever. Hopefully a few decent scores and performances I look back on. But also, when you coach children, they have this kind of tendency to, if they can't do something that you're trying to explain to them, and then all of a sudden it clicks, their faces light up and they want to keep doing it. And hopefully I can get a few of those on tour that I can look back and think, I hope that guy's still doing that, or, you know, that kind of thing, yeah.
Steve just touched on it there, George, the camaraderie that you can get out of an experience like this. Of course, it's a lot about the what you learn in terms of a player, but also just going away with a bunch of your friends and in a team, and that sort of team spirit can really help create something for the future, can't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, with most MCC tours, like this one, I only know Steve. I play club cricket with him. But the remainder of the guys will all be learning from each other and meeting new faces. And so to gain friendships over a 2 week period whilst we're out in a country like Nepal and coaching young kids will hopefully be life changing. It'll be good fun.